Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Andy Jordan, how are you, buddy? Oh, you are. So am I, man.
Yeah.
Hey.
I know. It's fucking great.
How much do you prefer London to Devon? Where are you in Devon?
I fucking hate London.
Why do you hate London?
There's so many people here. I'm at Spirit of Christmas, and we're opening a new store on the King's Road this weekend.
I can come vibe with you.
Yeah.
Vibe with you.
Hi, Miles.
More importantly, I'm working. Well, we have a pop up at Spirit of Christmas.
Okay.
Candy Kittens are here.
Uh huh.
And the kittens keep coming and flirting with me.
They do.
And
they went. They don't. They're not flirting with you, Andy. You're confused. It's now you're in Southern talk at the moment. You think flirting is just talking. That's the problem.
Yeah, they say hello, and then it's like.
And then you laugh and act all weird, and so you think that's flirting.
Hello. Remember, I wear woolly jumpers for fashionable pieces.
Don't forget the Sherling jacket.
Oh, Andy. By the way, I'm just shooting private parts at the moment, so just shout out to everyone.
Shout out to Private Parts.
Oh, hey, listen, buddy, I'm going to phone you afterwards. You just got my intro to the next half quite nice, so thanks so much for that.
Send me a candy kitten that has sweets in her hands.
Okay, if that's what you're into, I'll do it right out. All right, love you, buddy, I'll call afterwards. Bye. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to part two of Private Parts. We are still joined with Sophie Herman. Hey.
Hey.
Hey, girl.
Hey, what's up, queen?
What's up, girl? Oh, wait. So you were just saying that you were attacked by a clown. So we're recording this on Halloween at the moment. You were attacked by a clown.
Happy Halloween,
everyone. A hobo clown.
I know. So I was having gelato in Verona with my mom and my sister. And from the back, all of a sudden, these fingerless wool gloves.
Like the ones that the baddies have in Home Alone.
And it went over my face, and I turned around, and it was a scary clown covering my visage. I almost like.
What did he cover your visage with?
With his gloves. Since then, I can't wear fingerless gloves.
Please, it's polite of him.
I hate clowns.
Is that
it
what
was fucking terrifying.
What else are you scared of? What really scares you?
Your leggings. I mean,
I think you're not alone there.
They scare the shit out of me.
Living
with you in this house in Croatia, I mean, the assortment of boxes by this weird brand, Bjorn.
Yeah.
Bjorn, what the fuck? You need to go, Bjorn, because you suck.
What was wrong with my boxes?
They are appalling, flammable, and give me eye cancer.
Sophie's bedroom just smelled of shit.
That's just inventing bullshit because everyone knows I don't do that. So.
It was very funny. I was with Eloise, and I'm a little bit sick at the moment.
Eloise, that's so mean.
No, that's terrible.
I'm just sick at the moment.
That's so mean. I mean, she's going to listen to this.
It's called my lad as well.
I'm a little bit sick, and so inside I'm not very healthy. I got a sore stomach, and I'm like going to the bathroom a lot, and all this kind of
what
stuff.
What are you trying to say?
Thanks.
And anyway, I was lying in bed the other night, and I couldn't sleep because I was feeling so sick, and Eloise was sleeping next to me. And I kid you not, I farted. Okay, I farted in bed.
Well, that can't be a surprise.
I farted in bed, and Eloise woke up and went, "Oh God, smelled so bad." Yeah, it smelled like woke her up. But then she did pay me back.
Yeah, same.
Well, she'd probably hate me saying, like I said. So we were seeing that, and suddenly I was like, I smelled the thing. I was like, "What the hell is that smell?" She was like, "Nothing," and I was like, "You just farted, didn't you?" And she was like, "No, I didn't." She had farted and it stank.
Oh, no.
She's going to be delighted that you said that now.
Do you, Franz, that ever happened with your girlfriend?
Never.
Really?
Never. Still never.
Still kept it in. And you were with...
Like, yeah, we lived together, so yeah.
Are you quite private?
I like that, though. That's very, very gentlemanly.
Until about, I guess, maybe 6 months, 3 months ago, she'd never heard me fart either.
Oh, so it did happen then.
So you remember the moment, but
now, yeah, because then I just went, "Well, what?" Now the seal is broken, so I can't stop now.
Oh God!
So whenever she's around,
that's terrible. I hate when all the mystery is gone, and I didn't.
No,
do
but
that.
It's still mysterious. She never knows when it's coming.
It's great. What great surprise!
So wait, do you think mystery in relationships is a key thing to keep?
I think when it comes to the bathroom for shizzle, yes.
But I imagine you're pretty, I think that you'd be pretty open with things. You're like an open
person. I was in a 7-year long relationship where obviously a lot of shit went down, literally. So that was gross.
You guys were into that kinky stuff.
No, it's not that kind of German. Yeah. I'm not that kind. Anyway, so that obviously but the guy was so disgusting. He would be like proud of his body excrements. So he would like fart and like wave it around, be like, "Look what I just did," and I'm like, "This is terrible."
Like a sword. How can you do that with a fart?
With the blanket
look
off
what
the bed,
I've
obviously.
Got.
So I don't think that's like a good place to be when you're wafting your fart into people.
I mean, that was definitely, I should have known, like, get out of there.
Do you think an air of mystery in a relationship is a good thing to have?
No pun intended.
I think so. And especially for women, you always want to be like, I don't know, considered kind of like this beautiful fairy that kind of just like exudes rose petals in the bathroom. That's at least my story I'm sticking with.
Girls don't actually fart, do they?
No.
No.
No, it's all fairy dust.
Yeah, they just keep it all in.
I remember when I overheard you having a conversation with someone. And someone said something about you. They said, how do you taste? And you turned to them and said, "I taste like a fucking candy cane." It's so freaking good. I love that.
Thanks for sharing that.
But this is the thing. So, you know, you are single at the moment.
Yeah.
Or single-ish, or dating. Ish. Well, you're always dating someone.
No, but yeah.
Oh, you just progressed a little bit forward. Okay. But you also, you know, you want the ultimate dream. You want to have the family and kids and things like that and all that kind of stuff.
And the beautiful surrogate delivering those kids.
you want the whole shebang, right?
The whole shebang.
But that kind of like family, like that because you just had such a good like family time growing up, what is that all
about? Yeah, definitely. I think that plays a huge part in it. Plus, I feel like I'm a better person as a couple.
But why though? Why?
I don't know why. I don't know. I just feel fulfilled. And I like taking care of like my partner. So I'm a very good hausfrau. You know, I keep it clean and don't look at me. I keep everything clean. We all know I'm an ambassador for Wax in the City. But I also love to cook for someone. So remember now I made you Züricher Geschnetzel
the other day.
That was delish. Mm-hmm. So I love to just, you know, take care of someone and... Like, I think I would love the same with my kids.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
But what do you think? But you're also very self-aware. You know your bad points and you know your good points. What do you think your worst point?
Definitely not going to reveal that.
What do you think your bad points are when you're in a relationship? Are you bossy? Are you needy? What is it?
I'm both. Bossy, needy, clingy, attention-seeking. I just need a lot of, like, I need all of the attention. Why? Yeah. What are you groping there?
No,
again?
No, it's my calf.
Well, you've got a calf in here. Where's the cow?
That's lame.
It's quite good for me.
Quite like that. Yeah. Wait, so hang on.
So I think, yeah, that probably. I'm not like, you know, the whole independent woman. I can be if I want to, but I kind of want like the man to be the man and take care of everything.
So you're kind of old school in that way, where you quite like it.
Yeah.
And then, but your good points are that you're witty, you're fun, you're engaging, all those kind of things, right?
Yes, and
you're
very, and I'm very caring. Loyal also. So I would never cheat on a man.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
But then what do you think, because you've been through a lot of relationships, and what is, and I think a lot of our listeners, we get a lot of messages and stuff like that and saying, you know, about this and about that. What is the secret then, do you think, to making a relationship last? What is it? Because it's, because relationships are hard, right? They really are, because you have to, you're spending your life with someone else who has different ideas, different visions, different dreams, different things. So how do you become compatible with that?
I think it's all about, you have to find that balance, because like I actually went to couples counseling for like,
did you?
Uh-huh. For like
with your ex?
Yeah.
Were you,
you
were
four
together
times while we were like together,
so explain
that
this.
Actually was the last nail in the coffin. So it explain made this. Everything worse. Don't
so,
go.
So what happened? So you walk into a room, I assume, and you wait in the waiting room, they call you in, you sit down on a sofa together.
No, two individual chairs with a lot of Kleenex boxes around you. So you already know shit is going down.
Well, everyone's about to start...
Yeah, crying.
Oh, not wanking.
I mean, that depends on the counsellor, I guess.
So, and then what happens is they how do you get into a conversation like that? Because...
Well, they first ask you, why are you here? So you have to explain the situation, why you think you need help, what you expect from... the therapist, like what you expect from your relationship, and then you basically just rant on about each other how much you hate.
But
the
is it like is it in a negative way, or do you just what obviously I guess if you're fighting,
yeah,
right? So you were
you don't go there because you're happy, Francis.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I'm in a super good place. I think we should get a couple of therapy right now.
Exactly. Let's throw some money at that.
That's quite an intense like experience, right?
It was because super intense, and I don't like it.
Why though? Because they're digging up things about you that you don't want to hear?
Sometimes you just better to forget those things, right?
Yeah. Off in a box.
Yeah. Put it in the box. Just suppress it for years. See you later.
I mean, I think our counselor, she was special. Let's say it like that. And she kind of like analyzed the situation and then stuck with her conclusion. So she was like, oh, you're like that and you're like that. And that wasn't the case at all. And she just made up her mind. And in the end, actually, after the fourth session, she said, you know what, guys, I don't think she should be together at all. You're completely incompatible.
After the fourth session?
I know. And also, you think bitch wants to make some money, right? And nothing. Like, she
how bad were you?
Bad.
Yeah. Really? But so what? Why do you think you struck it?
I love
struck it off in the first place. Or why did you click in the first place, or did you never click?
No, we definitely clicked until it became two divas on a stage, and there can only be one, which is me.
But I don't think so. You're saying that your ex is a bit of a diva, or
no. He chose a different.
Oh, he's the diva.
We're not going to reveal that.
I feel like relationships are really hard. And also, like, there's all these stats that are coming up now about, like, marriages and stuff like that, that, like, people...
Are you into the stats? Have you been crunching the numbers?
Yeah, but I had this... Like,
crunching the data.
You're crunching a lot.
Yeah.
You know, one in three people have... I got told this today, literally before I came here. One in three people have herpes. Yeah.
You got told that by who?
What herpes, genitalis or herpes
that's
on the
complete
lips?
Complete nonsense.
Well, actually, no, that's probably what it is. Herpes type 1 or herpes type 2.
Do you want to hear a disgusting story?
That's probably
about
true,
me.
Actually.
You mean probably HPV, some strain? Because there are like 30 different strains.
Yeah, so that's probably, then that is probably true what they were saying. What?
So, funny story about herpes.
Yeah, so someone in this room?
I mean, he's looking at you, Jamie.
Well, who's most likely here to have it? I think probably Jamie is.
I mean, Jermaine, 100%.
Why am I the most likely person to have herpes?
Because you're a pig.
Because you're a pig.
You're
promiscuous.
I'm not promiscuous.
So you know what happened? So when I still lived in Milan, and the long-term seven-year relationship boyfriend used to be a right asshole and cheat on me a lot. And I once thought I had genital herpes. I locked myself into my apartment for 3 days. I was in a German herpes chat. And no. I took all medicine I could find until my friend finally took me to the doctor. And he was like, "Ama, tesoro, es solo un mosquito."
You had a mosquito bite on your vagina.
Never self-analyze, people. It's bad. And don't ever Google it.
Hey, everyone, we're going to come back with private parts in just 1 second, just after this.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Now back to the podcast.
This is Googling has always been a terrible thing for me. So the amount of times that I Googled something and convinced myself I had this and that.
Yeah. You're actually attracting the sickness then.
That's what literally
I thought
happened.
You only Google yourself.
I don't Google myself.
The last 12 hours.
Oh, yeah, I checked my search history. Okay, so then you've had loads of things. So you've had that kind of scary thing. What are other scary things that happened to you, like growing up and things like that? Have you ever had something that's really terrifying that's happened to you?
Loads. I mean, where do you want to go with
this? Because just because you're one of these, you're a crazy girl in the sense of a good way. You are. You're spontaneous, you're crazy, you have all these different stories.
Yeah.
But surely like some of these times you've had been in situations where you're like, God, this is not fun.
Once fell asleep driving my Mini Cooper in the Gotthard Tunnel in Switzerland. Was pretty fucking scary.
You woke up driving in a tunnel.
I woke up driving. It was bad. It was like a second sleep. Oh, that's, like a lorry driver gets that. So that was pretty, that was fucking scary.
That's very dangerous. Actually, that's how most car fatalities happen, is from a micro lapse of sleep. And not from alcohol, as many people think. Actually, sleep deprivation, chronic deep sleep deprivation. Yeah. Even when you feel like you're awake, but because you have been deprived of sleep, you have these momentary lapses in concentration where your body, your brain tries to grab sleep. From your waking life.
Really? Well, I blame it on Switzerland as well, because they have this regulated like 80 kilometers speed limit in there. I mean, I love the German Autobahn, so you can just like race on forever. I would never fall asleep there. But like if you constantly have to, or it was even 60 kilometers per hour. If you just do that in like an 80 kilometer long tunnel, then of course you're going to go.
Of course, you're going to fall asleep at the wheel.
Good night.
But so you then you
probably all the fumes.
But you were this, and we haven't.
There were no fumes involved in the car.
But we also haven't touched on this thing: the fact that you grew up in Germany, you were living this crazy lifestyle, you're being expelled from different schools, all this kind of stuff. You then come to England, and when was the moment that you decided to join Made in Chelsea and go on the screen?
A year after I moved to London, I was friends with Victoria Baker Harbour at the time, and.
Ooh, sassy.
You guys no longer on good terms?
Definitely not. And she asked me and another friend of ours if we wanted to basically, like, she looked for a new female companion because, I mean, Mark Francis only oozes that much.
Female companionship.
Exactly. So Victoria introduced us to the people. I did an interview with them and they wanted me.
And was I in your first scene?
You were my first scene, actually.
So
yeah.
But, Jamie, but and what was your like thinking behind it? Why did you decide to go and do it?
Well, at the time I had my fashion brand Sophie Herman London. So
this is with the ex boyfriend as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. That was a good idea.
That was a great idea.
Oh wait, so what happened to that?
Chucked a lot of money into that one.
I mean, oh god, yeah. You do a lot of mistakes when you're younger, especially business.
Well, that's how you learn
out of it. I mean.
Some of the best lessons.
Could have done without investing a house, but fine. Oh, yeah, sometimes you have to learn the hard way. So I had a fashion brand at the time and wanted to get, I thought if I'm going to be on Made in Chelsea and showcase my collection, people are just going to, run my house down. But actually, that wasn't really the fact.
No, it's a common misconception, actually.
Yeah, it's because my stuff was also too,
high priced
for the average 14-year-old boy.
But can we just touch on that quickly? Because I think we're all entrepreneurs around this table. Francis, Sophie and myself. I don't know why I just said that to the listeners. Obviously, they've been listening and know we're just the three people around the table. But it's more the fact that, guys, that it's so true that you say that so many people think that you have to set up a business and be a success and that's what's going to do it. But in fact, we've all had failures and it grows so much more.
You literally have 100 failures before you once, then reach that point.
Well, and in fact, people, because, there are those exceptions to that rule who do have, they get lucky and they have a big success early on.
But most of the time there's a huge financial backing behind that.
But exactly. And most of the time, in fact, they end up failing after that with a bigger downfall.
Yeah.
Because the lessons, some of the best lessons you learn are expensive and they come from expensive mistakes and a misallocation of resources into something, and some of the most incredible thinkers in history, Thomas Edison, for example, had a string of bad ideas before they had the light bulb, for example. Like, I mean, Thomas Edison's was this random weird doll, which he was like obsessed with, was like a sort of lifelike doll, which no one wanted. And that was his business.
You would snap that up in a heartbeat.
If I had one now, because they're really incredibly rare, but I would love one. But yeah, that was it. I'm saying you can have a million bad ideas. Yeah. You kind of almost have to go through that process to then get to the point where you have the gold.
You have to burn bridges to light your own way. That's for sure.
I couldn't agree more with you guys. But if you set up this fashion brand, you thought that people are going to come rushing your house and buy every single thing. And that didn't happen because that's not the way people work. But then what was your kind of infatuation with the show? Why did you think it was good to do?
Well, I mean, as you already analyzed, I'm a narcissistic.
the same as me.
No, I did get a lot of pleasure out of it, but to be honest, I enjoy it now. Since I came back last year in September, I enjoy it so much more than the time I first did it in 2013, because now I feel like, I mean, I've grown up a lot. I'm much more myself and it's much more organic and, it's my own jokes. Before that, it was my first time on TV and I actually I was so freaked out and I almost put on like a fake persona.
And now you can just relax and
now
be
I can
more
literally
yourself.
Just relax.
Actually,
and
do you know one of the one of the
so much easier when you relax.
Right?
But so many people are saying who've been watching you in the recent series are saying how funny you are and how much funny you are now that you're back on.
We had this conversation. We were in we're in Sale doing our tour.
Sorry.
And someone came up to us and said how much funny you are now on the TV show. They literally said that
to us.
That's nice. Yeah, which I think
I have
right.
to agree with them as well.
Yeah.
Plus, also before my role in the show was a bit like being Victoria's side bitch, which is definitely not, something I ever signed up for.
You don't strike me as Victoria's side bitch.
I'm no one's side bitch.
No, exactly.
So now that I am my own persona on the show, I can literally, I like the show also because you can bring in your own projects. You can be creative on it. One day I want to have my own TV show as well. So I think it's great preparation for that.
Mm. So maybe we should leave it there.
All right. No,
actually, we've got my diary and the answer to the question.
Did you just try and sign off the podcast? Is that what you just trying to do?
I've got a train to catch.
Did you just try and sign off the podcast? Okay, fine, Francis. Let's have the answer to the question of the week, buddy.
So the answer to the question of the week was, the question was how many...
women can come from nipple rubbing.
Yeah. That's the question. And the answer, what percentage?
And I said 2.
Okay. The answer is 100% if I'm doing the stimulation. but actually, no, it's 29%.
What?
Which is quite a lot.
Shocker.
That's nearly a third.
And I would have never guessed that.
No. How would you do the stimulation, Francis?
Like that.
But is it like that?
That's like how you do it.
It's not like a little...
For all of our listeners, it looks like Francis is flicking on and off a light switch right now. So it looks like he's doing...
Why wouldn't you do it more with the tongue and...
Oh, yeah. Teeth. Sorry, yes.
You do it with the tongue? Oh, my God. Imagine if you looked down and saw Francis doing that to you. What would you do?
I would fucking call the police.
Obviously, if he suddenly woke up and he was doing that to you, I would call the police.
If it was a surprise, then definitely.
I would knock him out with my tits.
Yeah. Right, so what we like to do in the podcast as well is we like Francis and myself to read the diary. Now, this week I don't have my diary, but Francis...
Like last week and the week before.
You weren't even here.
Are you doing all the homework?
Yeah, but I know. Pete tells me that you haven't brought your diary in, so... But I thought I had to bring in my diary.
Okay, well, let's have your diary.
Should just call it the Francis Diary Show.
Yeah, let's call it that for now.
Change it to the Francis Diary Show.
Let's call it for that.
Okay, Monday. I woke up at 6 a.m. today, and I was so tired, so I fell asleep again until 6:27.
Sick, man.
I came downstairs to the kitchen to make some coffee. This is a play-by-play. I then did my usual work morning routine of debating whether or not to have a bath or exercise first.
What's the exercise? A wank?
I generally just go for a run around my run
no
field.
No nickel flicking.
No nickel flicking.
Nickel flicking?
I don't flick nickels.
I feel so sorry for your poor girlfriend.
It's much more practical to exercise first, but I quite like to be clean when I work out. Otherwise, my face feels slightly greasy when I work up a sweat. You know?
That's just bizarre.
That is bizarre.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right, well, just you live your life, I'll live mine. I had some new Japanese steel knives delivered today, which were extremely sharp. They arrived at 8 a.m. on the dot. I had to drop Buddy off with Alec today, so I let him go for a run in the field. What?
I like it.
It's lovely.
And I watched him do a poo. Then I got on the train to London, and Buddy was so well behaved. When I arrived at Paddington... And I was walking towards the barriers to get on the tube. Buddy suddenly sat down right...
Stood up and said, I'll see you later.
Buddy suddenly sat down right before the barriers, as if it was in slow motion, began to do a poo in the middle of Paddington Station.
Oh, my God.
No.
I tried to pull him along so he would stop. But this
scraped along the ground.
Oh, my God, you left a train on the tube.
I tried to pull him along so he would stop, but this just made him walk along, dropping a line of poo across the paths of many oncoming commuters.
That's called a Schnitzeljagd in German, by the way.
What's a Schnitzeljagd?
Schnitzeljagd is when you leave a trace of, like...
Who's doing that as a human?
It doesn't have to be poo. It could be anything.
If you have an itchy butt, do you do what dogs do and you drag yourself along the ground?
That's exactly what I do.
That's why you always have skid marks on your boxes, James, because of your piles.
Oh, my God. By the way, Jamie, I heard that you have piles and we made fun of Miles the entire summer holiday, calling him piles. Did you actually feel awkward every time I yelled piles?
No, I didn't. I did. I went to the doctors and I said, oh, my butt itches.
Is this why you were stealing Anusol from Boots?
I think, to be honest, as a qualified nurse, I might say, it's your boxers. Your boxers give you piles. Cheap, flammable Bjorn boxers
give you piles.
That's definitely the reason.
I thought it was the anal sex.
I love the look when he says that. He looks like half shocked, half like, am I going to be in trouble saying this?
It's a look of
mischief. Continue your fucking diary.
To make matters worse, I had no poo bag, so I had to ask a man. I had to ask a man behind me to give
to
me his...
To pick it up. Do you mind picking that up for me?
To give me his metro so I could clean it up.
His what?
Oh, my God.
What's a metro?
The newspaper.
To make matters worse, he gave it to me without hesitation. I think this is purely out of compassion for my predicament. This was purely out of compassion for my predicament and no reflection on the quality of journalism in the metro. That's the end of the...
Well, ended it so seriously after shitting, and then you talk about journalism in the
metro.
That's
a hell of a story, Hansel.
Hey,
dude, we freaking love that. Hey, Sophie Herman, that's all we got time for today.
And then,
guys, and then this was
Tuesday.
Memorable.
No, it was
humorable.
It was
Tuesday.
No, we freaking loved that, man.
It
thank
was
you.
Amazing.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Do you know what, Soph? You really are 100%. You are
the best.
You are.
Aww. You're the best.
Mwah.
No, I mean, you're the best. Actually, you sounded like a panther or a leopard.
Well, I'm always in character.
Do you know what? So I just want to say you are, you know, you're other such a good friend of mine. You are very loyal. You are incredibly funny, incredibly witty, hugely intelligent, and you're great in every way. You really are. So
thank you so much.
No, congratulations.
I wish I could say the same.
You do. I know you think it. But hey, so what we like to do at the end of the podcast is leave our listeners with something inspirational.
Okay.
Now it's over to you.
Well, what can I say? I don't Anything. Know what to say.
Anything.
Have a little German saying that's inspirational.
Well, there's a great saying, actually. My favorite saying in German. It's called, alles hat ein Ende, nur die Wurst hat zwei. Which means everything has an end, except the sausage has two. So, on that note.
We'll see you next week, everyone.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Bye-bye.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.